question because, I mean, that's been one of the criticisms. If you're on the net, how many people are on the net? How many people is it reaching to? But then if you ask that same question in a country where the level of literacy itself is very low, then it's not that big a difference because the people who have access to a newspaper, the people who can read, are themselves a very small elitist group. What does happen, of course, is that newspapers do have a reach in the sense that you have wall newspapers, you have one person reading out to other people, you have other means of dissemination besides simple reading, which perhaps doesn't apply as much to the net. But what we've also found is that using the net, we've also been able to tap into the diaspora, the expat community, the migrant labourers, and a whole lot of other people who would otherwise have been excluded from the system, who are now able to come in. And the resistance is lower. What we're also doing is looking at hybrid situations where we are actually being able to create spaces for statements which others are not prepared to do, but have we being the primary publisher, then there are other people who are prepared to take it on as a point of debate.
Mm-hmm.
So a whole lot of issues that mainstream media would not tackle are things that we are taking on. And then that becomes the catalyst for a wider campaign, which then is taken up by mainstream media on occasions. They feel safer taking it on at a secondary level than being the people to broach it in the first place.
So you're almost like the wedge